One of the concerns I had is that you look at the turnout, and there could be multiple reasons why Republican turnout was a lot low. Let's face it. Gangrene candidate Jeff Golden, his turnout was there in Senate District 3.
That's right.
Jessica Gomez was not. Now, granted, the gangrene lefty demographic is very strong in Senate District 3. We understand that. But you look at that. You look at what happened with Newt Bueller. Newt Bueller didn't get the turnout. Some of this may be due to the pro-life issue and Republican voters sitting on their hands. I question that strategy because you're going to keep getting more of what you've been getting. And I suppose maybe you're happy with that. I don't know. But there is another aspect of Southern Oregon elections in general, and this has to do with the undue influence of the Oregon Education Association, the Oregon education process in the state of Oregon, and in which we have politics plugged in directly to the educational system. And it's almost, it is by design, isn't it, Ed?
Right.
Mr. X is
and
here with us this morning.
It's entirely by design. And what I'd like to point out is there's one more group, the Oregon Student Association, okay? And you have to go and understand how big of a block of numbers this is. I mean, and basically, on Wikipedia, it was 110,000, and some of their documentation, they say 130,000. Now, you look at those numbers, okay, now what have we had? Now, I have personally communicated this to two Republican candidates.
And they ignored you.
And they ignored it.
Yeah,
okay,
I know that Newt Bueller ignored you you brought this up to him when he was in town. He ignored it and just continued to kind of just do the standard campaigning process.
Right.
We go up to Multnomah County and try to beg them. When you have the state university system that is pushing this. Well, remember when I was talking with Rick Manning the other day from Americans for Limited Government and Paul from Talent called in.
That's right.
And he talked about his experience on the college campuses in Nevada.
That's right.
And he was seeing the voting and registration and the pushing machine that was involved here. And the reason I brought you here is because you're actually looking at the legal underpinnings behind this, which may give us an opportunity to fight it.
Well,
okay,
I look at it, Bill, in a very simplistic way. The deep dive on the legal research has to still be done. But you're under restrictions. You can't just pick and choose which candidates you want to have on. You have to offer them equal time.
Actually, only for federal.
Only for federal.
Yeah,
okay.
For federal, I have
but
to do that.
Let's take that concept, okay, and look at it in real life. Isn't it a practical reality that in a state that the creations and sponsorship by the state, if they're only sponsoring and using one side, there's something wrong, fundamentally wrong with the whole thing? When you see all of these groups and all of the things, you see their literature, you see everything. And Bill has a series of postings that he can do. And then,
as a matter of fact, I've already put them up on my show blog today. I took all the links you sent me because it's about reading. It's almost like a study path, folks, of how the state university system enabled by the legislature has been pushing this voting and student association agenda.
Bill, through that, all the way through our entire education system. I mean, it is amazing the amount and the type of pressure that goes on, and it's so one-sided. One of the student association web pages that I came up with shows Kate Brown standing right in the middle of all these people, okay? Great, you know, great photo op, great this, great that. But when you look into everything that's going on, the thing that triggered me so much was the other day I saw one of the election maps after the election was over. And the entire state was red, except where the university system is. Every aspect of where the university system concentrates was totally blue. And that was the numbers. That was the population. That was the numbers. And now we have our legislature that enacted SB 1525 years ago and had the small paragraph in there that allowed out-of-state students paying out-of-state tuition to vote in Oregon elections. This was the slap in the face to me. They literally created the pathway or avenue to control elections by doing this.
And that is corrupt. This is corrupt to its core.
Every level.
Because, like Paul from Talent had mentioned the other day, actually he came in and I talked with him about this, and he said, and it's pretty much an accepted fact that not only are these students voting in Oregon elections, but they're voting in their home district elections too.
Right. That's exactly right.
They're getting two votes, possibly more. It is corrupt, and no one wants to talk about it. But we must.
We must, and we must start taking action to counter it. And the reality to it is we have to start organizing. We have to start a situation going ahead from this point forward. Within a couple days after this election, this should be the biggest learning experience that we've had. And I look at it. The Oregon Student Association charges, I think, to be a member, $1.34 a year for each student. Well, what does that give? You know, a couple hundred grand almost that they have as an operating budget. How many organizations around here have a couple hundred grand a year to go out and knock on doors, to go out and do things, to go out and pay people to canvass? How many of these organizations receive a constant contribution, predictable contribution like that every year?
Not too many. I know the Jackson County Republican Party, Josephine County Republican Party has nothing like that.
They pay their bills at the office. I think you were talking about it the other day.
That's about it.
We have to, as citizens, have to look at this. And I don't care if you're Republican, if you're independent, if you're a Democrat with a conscience.
But still, it's about fair play. These are state agencies.
That's right.
That are pushing things in one direction only. And at the very least, I could almost make the case that at least morally, the election that we just had with Kate Brown beating Newt Bueller and Jeff Golden beating Jessica Gomez is a fraud perpetrated through this system. May not legally be a fraud because the Oregon University system is pushing this. But I have to tell you, if Republican candidates aren't demanding their seat at the table,
that's right,
with this Oregon, what is it, the Oregon
Student Association?
Student Association. Then, if you are not going to get on the campus, you have lost 130,000 votes
right there.
And if you're going after a statewide,
you're never going to win. Even, you know, like the average, I think, is 70,000. I think Bud Pierce. Basically, 70,000-80,000 votes was the difference between what he had.
And I remember you explained this. You explained this to Bud Pierce.
That's right.
When he came to Medford, and he was immediately like the typical candidate. Well, I've got my people, and I'm paying this and such a consulting firm. Well, they all think they know it.
I explained it twice.
I know.
I explained it to his campaign manager.
You explained it to Newt too.
That's
you
right.
explained it to Newt Bueller too. In fact, I know you did.
Yeah.
All right. And they ignore it. Instead, he decided, well, all I'm going to do is run left. And, well, he can't run left enough for the Oregon Students Association.
You have to get involved in this, and you're going to have to demand your seat at the table, just like what you just said. I mean, I'll give you an example. This is from the Oregon Education Association, www.oregoned.org.
All these links are on my show blog today, folks, right now. Okay.
Become a member of OEA PAC. Now, right on that page.
This is the teachers' union.
Yeah. This takes you to the OPAC Political Action Committee of OEA, and they give their OEA PAC endorsements.
In fact, let me just hold this up to the camera. Yeah. There it is. And it's just all hard left.
Yeah.
All the
everyone. So now you
By
look
the way,
at
just
it,
about everyone who won.
But my point is, if the educators have this viewpoint, if the educators, if our teachers on a percentage basis lean in this direction, what are the kids going to lean in this direction?
Same way.
They're going to do the same thing because the teachers are going to influence. I've heard these stories for years now. Well, when are we going to wake up? Is it legal for a teacher to take over her classroom and promote different styles of politics, especially one particular style or a leftward leaning or an attitude of, you know, move in this direction? I've heard Jeff Golden talk. Okay, Jeff Golden, climate change. Oh, yeah, well, now we got a chance to really stop climate change. You know, this is the only state in the country that is moving in this direction. All the people that have fought smart meters. Everybody out there that's listening to this, if you fought smart meters, there was a meeting on election day at the PUC. Now, I want you to think very simply about this, folks. You just elected Jeff Golden. Okay, now Jeff Golden supports every bit of climate change legislation he can. And why were they bringing in smart meters?
So that they could manage decreased energy because of the climate change
agenda.
That's
exactly right.
That's it.
And the whole key...
In other words, all of these, not all of them, but many of these smart meter people voted to elect Jeff Golden to cut their own throat in this agenda.
That's exactly right.
And they don't seem
and
to get
you
it.
You don't seem to understand, because the reality will come to. They had the meeting. You were within increments of getting the last fee thrown out. And it's quite possible that now that won't happen. Because the PUC is appointed by the governor. You just reelected the governor. All of these things, and these are just small examples throughout of what we face and what we have to sit down and start critically thinking of all of the things that are happening. It's an attack across the board. And now what does it do? Young people, okay? Every young person out there that sat there and went out and pushed hard and went out and canvassed for these people because, oh, climate change is upon us. The climate is always upon us. I'm 64. The climate's been upon me all my life. It's there. It exists. It's not, you know, like you look at one third of their argument. I keep trying to give people this information.
I know you give it, but it goes
and
through the empty head.
It goes through
head.
One ear and out the other. But I don't understand.
But at the very least, then, Republicans got to, you know, grow some testicles here.
That's exactly
and demand
right.
it. I mean, you can't have stupid Newts. You can't have stupid Bud Pierces out there ignoring obvious avenues of undue influence and then going on to lose by 70 to 100,000 votes every time.
Okay, now let me just bring up a concept, Bill. What is
actually, it may have been more this time. I don't know.
What is the Republican voting role in Medford area, in the Rogue Basin here?
I don't know off the top of my head.
30-some-odd, 40,000, something in that.
I'd have 30. To look it up. I don't know it off the top.
If we can get a high percentage of those people to give a dollar a year, a dollar a month, that's another block of money they can use to educate people to counter this force. If we look at it, we're going to eventually have to police our school boards and our school system with people observing what's going on in these classrooms. We're going to have to start doing it. We're going to have to start figuring out where they're taking our children and hammering into them a false concept.
And my take on it, though, is that it's not reformable. I really don't believe it's reformable.
Unless
in this direction.
Take some drastic steps, which we have to do.
All right.
We have to start.
We'll break for news here and then return. And you can read up on what we've talked about, because all the links are out there in plain sight for you on KMED.com. It's going to take a little bit of reading. You can go down there. Eventually, we'll have MrXFiles.com up there. So that way, there's a one-stop shop for that. We're working on that right now. Okay, after news, what I want to do is shift gears to this. Did you listen to that meeting last night that the Jackson County Commission has astoundedly, in my opinion, sold out the people?
Well, I look at it and, you know, after the election where I put a lot of support into the commissioner, the other side of the commissioner base, I listened to Commissioner Roberts, heard, you know, her comments during this whole thing. And then I listened to the other things, and then they voted to support this. And basically,
okay, hold on. It has to do with a land grant or a grant from the BLM.
Right.
We're going to talk a bit about that before we take off this morning. And I have to tell you, I'd be lighting up the phones to the Jackson County Commission and saying, "What the hell are you guys doing?"
Yeah.
We'll tell you more next.
Here's a look at your headlines from KMED and KCMD News. First up, it looks like an effort to organize a recall vote towards a Shady Cove City Councilwoman will not proceed. Officials confirmed that City Councilwoman Linda Kristich has resigned her position on the council. The organizer, a man named Bob Bella, claims that Kristich was simply representing her own interests, though Kristich maintained that that was not so, and she'd always fought against insider tactics. Well, if the shooting at the Borderline Bar in Southern California is increasing your anxiety, there are steps you can take to ease those concerns. Brad Ford has more.
Planning ahead for a mass shooting incident is the first step in reducing anxiety.
We really need to have those conscious conversations of what would you do.
Dr. Robin Henderson with Behavioral Health at Providence Hospital in Portland says many schools and businesses do plan for those incidents. She says it's important to assess situations so you know what to do.
What are exit strategies if you were in that situation can be a way to relieve anxiety.
Henderson says it is also important to realize that your risk of being involved in that type of shooting is extremely low. If planning for a shooting doesn't help relieve anxiety, you should seek professional help.
Well, we've been seeing some cold, cold mornings across southern Oregon. That could pose a deadly problem for those without a home, especially since some shelters are already filling up. The Grants Pass Gospel Rescue Mission is reporting that they are full now, though the Medford one still has some spaces left. The Kelly Warming Shelter will be opening earlier this year on December 1st. That's a look at your headlines from the K-Media and KCMD Newsroom. I'm Shane Michaels.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Name brand tires and full service auto repair on Main Street in Phoenix.
Turn up the savings this winter with our current tire promotion on Continental Tires. Hi, Katrina here to tell you about our Continental Tire Sale. Now through November 30th, you'll receive a $70 mail-in rebate card with the purchase of four Continental passenger or light truck tires. Continental, the tires for what you do. All tires carry nationwide manufacturer's warranty, road hazard, and roadside assistance. For tires and all your automotive service needs, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Matt Stone at Pressure Point Roofing. Wherever we go in the Rogue Valley, there's always a house along the way where I look at my wife and kids and say, "We did that roof." They might roll their eyes and say, "That's great, Dad." But I still remember and take pride in every job. And that's why we offer a guarantee on workmanship and a material guarantee on every product. Call us for a free, friendly quote, because I want to drive by your house and say, "We did that one." For peace of mind, start at the top. Pressure Point Roofing. Find us at PressurePointRoofing.com.
Pressure Point Roofing. We'll see you next time up on the roof.
Do you know what your retirement is going to look like? Are you confident you will have enough income to last throughout your lifetime? Jones Financial Talk can help answer those questions. We cover topics such as Social Security maximization, income planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KMED News Talk, Sundays at 8 a.m. to Jones Financial Talk with Herstal Jones of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions to help secure your retirement.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Oregon Army National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Burr! It's getting cold outside. I thought I turned the heat on.
Is your heating system having issues? Titan Heating and Air can diagnose, service, and repair your system. Titan has the latest and most efficient HVAC systems by Heil for total home comfort. Heil, depend on us. Titan is Southern Oregon's preferred heating and air company for a quiet, warm home. We have easy finance programs with great rates and low monthly payments. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. Visit TitanHeatingAir.com. Titan Heating and Air. Comfort done right.
Hi, I'm Randall from Advanced Air, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
You're getting going with the Bill Meyer Show on 106.7 KMED and FM 99.3 KCMD. Call 541-770-5633, 770-KMED.
All right, we set aside the election talk here. The links are up on KMED.com. I'm going to have to put these next links up, too. Yesterday, Jackson County Commission had a staff meeting. And the recordings of it are on the Jackson County website. And I was doing a little bit of, I pop through those every now and then just to kind of hear what they're up to. And personally, I was astounded by what I was hearing. By a 2-1 vote, Rick Dyer and Bob Strasser ended up voting for this. Colleen Roberts ended up voting against it. They voted to, Ed, if I understand it, like I said, I just had to listen to it briefly there. Right. But from what I'm hearing, it was about approving a grant from the BLM.
It was about a letter in support of approving a grant.
A letter in support of approving the grant.
Right.
Okay. And
that's what I got on
and
that.
And this is a grant which, from what we understand, would then have the BLM gives a grant to some group like the Nature Conservancy.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah. Point of fact, I think that's who it is.
Now, remember, the Nature Conservancy is the same group which is involved in Let It Burn and all its very other gangrene communism here in Southern Oregon and the locking up of resources. But, of course, they have their nice little panda or what. No, that's World Wildlife Fund. I forget what the logo is. But anyway, it's the gangrene deal. So you and I got the danger of this right off the bat. So explain what this is, this grant.
for the commissioners, for everyone, there is a variety of links that I put up there so you can track this. There was some talk in the recording.
I haven't put them up yet, but I'm going to.
Well, there was some talk in the recording, and I heard someone question Commissioner Roberts, and I think it was County Council possibly. But they talked about she had mentioned the Heart of the Rogue project a couple years ago that we went on and we tried to do whatever we could to stop this acquisition because it was done again with a grant. The state of Oregon, through the lottery, granted OWEB, I think it is, granted $1 million to purchase a piece of land up in the upper part of the Rogue near Shady Cove, okay? So now their whole pamphlet, all of their information was talking about how incrementally they want to grab more and more acres, and they want to take 15 miles of Rogue River, and in all of these other links I see up to 60 miles of the Rogue River, and turn it into a wild and scenic. Well, what don't you get about this? It's an incremental attack. If you have a parcel of land and you own it, the county owns that land, and I hope they continue to own it. But the danger that I see, and when I look at how they do it, the biggest benefit that they look at is, well, we'll have land access to our land now instead of just river access. Okay,
now, I just want to hold up here. Let's explain briefly what this grant would do. BLM grants money to the Nature Conservancy, right? All right. The Nature Conservancy buys this property, and where is this located?
Just so we know. It's just off of the Table Rock area there, and if you look at... I'd have to actually show you on a map because it's kind of a convoluted section of land.
But still, effectively, the BLM grant goes to Nature Conservancy. Nature Conservancy buys this property from this particular family that might have it up for sale. And then Gangrene donates it back to
the
BLM.
They deed it back to BLM. So we're paying for it through our tax base. That's the reality.
All right.
People in this country are paying for this type of move.
And by the way, that then comes off the tax rolls, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right.
So
That's
it's
right.
off the tax rolls. I don't know if it's on the tax rolls right now. It's privately owned right now.
I think there was some mention of that in what I listened to in the tape.
So you have the county writing a letter supposedly in support of this, right? So they end up donating the land back to the BLM, which then manages the land.
Right.
Now, there is county land within that, which is on the waterfront.
That's right.
Correct?
The county owns actual river frontage.
And isn't there a proposal in there that the county and BLM then enter an interagency agreement
to then manage
the county line?
And to me, that is the ultimate danger. That is not a positive because it's an agency relationship. Well, the feds are going to be the lead agency. At that point, they're going to tell you what to do with your land if you're hoping to get what you wanted out of the land, which, according to what I heard in this recording, was land access or road access into their property.
Because right now, the county land is landlocked, I guess.
Right.
You can only get to it on the river itself. So what you have to remember, folks, is that, and I'm posting all those links that Mr. X gave me to, ultimately, the reason they want this incrementalism, the reason that the Nature Conservancy wants that land into BLM and then wants those interagency agreements to give the access to the county or whatever the case might be, is that they want the wild and scenic road.
That's it. That's
they
their
want
goal.
That.
That's
the ultimate goal. Goal is to remove the dam.
That's right.
At Lost Creek.
That's
it's
right.
all out there. You can find it's hiding out in plain sight. And I just think that Jackson County has done one of the big, if they're following through with this, is one of the dumbest boneheaded moves I've heard.
Well, I certainly don't agree with that.
That the same people that are involved with this are the same people that are happy with Let It Burn the smoke restoring the forest and all the rest of it. These are high and present dangers. And I don't know if this is legally binding at this point or not, but I would highly recommend you get in touch with your Jackson County commissioners.
Yeah,
and have a little talk with them.
I can't tell you. I would when I listened to the results of that meeting, I was just astounded. But the information maybe wasn't passed along to the right people. I have to make an effort to do that. I guess you know you have to understand that if you can't view one item and make a decision. You have to look for the collective amount of piecemeal information.
You have to connect the dots with all of this influence.
Because it's transparent, but it's hidden. Okay. And that's the reality. It's so transparent with these organizations and what they do. And like I said, it to me, it's just automatically the BLM is going to give them a grant to buy the land, and then they're going to turn around and donate the land back to the BLM. I mean, that just, to me, smacks of irregularity. I just can't get a handle on that.
Now, of course, a stupid question runs through my mind. Why do they have to get it to the Nature Conservancy first and then have the Nature Conservancy do this little circular thing and donate it back?
The constitutional aspect of it is that the federal government is prohibited from owning land, okay?
But they're buying the land through the back door.
Through the back door.
Folks, it's corrupt. This grant system from the BLM is corrupt. It is about locking up this land, the ultimate. And remember, we have all of these agenda-based people, the ones that, like even Greg Roberts was talking about the other week, when you have these hard lefties in there, Smokey says resist, putting the Smokey Bear deal out there. These people are trying to make sure that you don't have the use of your property on the river. And I assure you, with Wild and Scenic River designation, talk with my friend John Schleining down there at Paradise Lodge. You have him tell you what it's like living under that tyranny of Wild and Scenic in the order to save the planet.
Well, it's a bunch of BS, folks. The other aspect of what you just mentioned is the idea of the conservation easement and all of the restrictions. When you look at the restrictions, when you actually read the BLM draft management plans and amendments, proposed amendments because of this stuff, you start looking at it and you start understanding. You start looking at the restrictions going forward. And what you just mentioned, all of that adds up to almost an impossibility to do anything else. And the restriction of access, they talk like you're going to have all this great access.
The hope is that you go out of business. That's what it is. The hope is that you go out of business.
You go out of business and leave, because it's ultimately, this is a war against production. It's a war against anybody producing anything. And the reality comes down to is, are those people that are fundamentally involved, are they from our area? That's what I look at. We live here. Our people, we live here. We function. I used to go out on the river all the time. I had a sled boat, an older sled boat that we did that was just incredible. You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a time of my life. And then I see that someone coming after me has to fight for that ability because rogue fly fishers, I think it was a couple months back, wanted to eliminate the use of jet boats at a certain point.
Right.
They
want to
come in and take away certain aspects of things. Always. It's always take away access. And they're not accesses that actually hurt anything. They're just the idea of that control.
All right. So action plan, we're out of time for the hour here. So action plan, I will get the links up here so you can actually see where the plan is, what this incrementalism that I think Jackson County is unwisely moving forward with here. Get in touch with your county commission.
Yeah.
You have to. And I'm hoping that maybe public people who are actually looking at the bigger picture can weigh in on this, because don't talk to me about parks. And I know John Vile brought this forward because it's about, the park. We'll be able to develop a park here. It's how they snake you into this.
Yeah.
This is how they, and I'm not talking about John Vile, but people are just looking at, park, land, access to, hey, come on, guys. We have to think bigger picture than
this. That's exactly right. And we have to retain control of that land, because without that river access, the other land is basically of no value. And they're talking that it's $8 million now. And it was, it was several million less. I mean, $3 to $4 million, I think, was the other price of it. But now it's supposedly worth $8 million. Well, how? What's the value of it? Where did it come from? Well, if it came from the idea that they're going to scam a bunch of money out of it, that's one thing. But this is taxpayer money. These grants come in from taxpayer revenue bases. And, there might be some foundation money in it, a couple things, but as the way that I've looked at it and understood it as I read through this stuff, this is an amazing attack, but it's an incremental grab.
Hold their feet to the fire, folks.
That's it.
We'll talk more.
We have to be vigilant.
It's 7:55. That's it for Mr. X today. But Mr. X Files are on my show blog on KMED.com, and you can go take a look at it and follow it down, connect the dots yourself. Very easy to do so. It's 7:55.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
For over 30 years, contractors and do-it-yourselfers have known where you get the best building materials and tools at the best prices. Hughes Lumber has been helping Southern Oregon grow. Whether you're framing, siding a home, or building a deck, Hughes Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right, except common sense. That's up to you, sport. Hughes Lumber on Crater Lake Highway, next to Garrison's.
The news you want to know.
Weapon was a black semi-automatic.
At the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks.
12 are dead, including the officer.
The news.
The president has been frustrated.
You need to know.
Attorney General Sessions resigned.
Jeff Sessions recused himself.
The timing, very suspect.
Stay in the know.
That's enough.
Mr. President.
That's enough.
CNN
should be ashamed of itself.
Check in often.
I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
This.
Stay tuned for updates.
It's KMED and KCMD. Never miss the Bill Maher Show. Download recent podcasts at BillMaherShow.com or KMED.com. Brought to you by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linux on Airway Drive off Vilas.
It's 7:58. We'll break for news here and continue the conversation, this time going into cannabis. But I'll tell you, we're giving you a lot of meaty stuff. And I know that some people may be really upset about our last conversation about this whole deal, about this grant from the BLM to the Nature Conservancy to get the land deeded back to the BLM, this incremental lockup. It is a clear and present danger, folks. This is the kind of stuff which is going on all the time. And for the longest time, I didn't understand it, and maybe other people didn't understand it too. But gangrene does understand it, okay? And please do not let them get away with this incremental lockup under the guise of, oh, we'll build some parks, we'll get access through the roads. And then, you know, no. The answer is no. Respectfully, no. Let your elected leaders know about this. This is the kind of stuff which is bit by bit locked up our access, locked up our lands here in Southern Oregon. Okay. It's a shade before 8 o'clock. We'll break for news and the rest of it. And then we delve into some Josephine County issues there with Mark Seligman. Hi, it's Bill Maher. I'll be broadcasting live from My Hearing Centers this Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. My Hearing Centers is offering free hearing evaluations and launching its Signia NX Charge and Go 30-day challenge. You try the world's most advanced hearing aid platform risk-free for 30 days, and you get an Olive Garden gift card. So stop by for some coffee, get your hearing checked, and learn more about the 30-day challenge this Friday at My Hearing Centers, 10 to noon, at Hillcrest Park, just off Foothill Road in East Medford, live on KMED.
Storage at Exit 24 is your newest locally owned self-storage facility. A range of unit sizes on 5 well-lit acres with 24-hour video surveillance and climate control keeps your belongings safe and puts your mind at ease. On-site U-Haul rentals and packing supplies make moving easier than ever. Visit storageatexit24.com for a quick estimate and reserve your perfect size, or stop by for a tour from our friendly staff. Depend on Storage at Exit 24 for your secure self-storage needs and some added peace of mind.